B-Pod Studios.
On the line with us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast, and he's brought to us by the great people of Sky Motor Cars, official dealership of Carson Wentz and Avante Maddox, the premier luxury dealership providing honest, efficient service. Whether you're buying, selling, or trading in your car, visit skymotorcars.com. Eagles Corner, Avante Maddox joins us. Good morning, Avante.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing? Are you all right? What's going on?
I'm hanging in there. Doing all right.
You're doing all right? Now, I was watching the game, and I see our guy, Avante Maddox, go down. About, 2:50 left in the third quarter. Looked like play was towards the sideline. You come up, you make the play, and then it looked like you went down hard. What exact? Take us through the play.
Yeah, you know, just running a little around. I tried to get him down, and he kind of twisted me off his back. Kind of landed a little bit awkward on the ankle, so. A little twisted up ankle right now.
I know it's in the early goings right now, but how are you feeling about your odds of playing on Sunday night?
I'm feeling all right, just a little bit off, but, you know, hopefully it'll be a week or two. But, you know, I'll be back out there as soon as possible.
Okay, all right, maybe a week or two. Avante, also, your roommate Dallas Goedert a little banged up. How much does this hurt the football game, and how much does this hurt, you know, Fortnite, obviously?
Nah, man. You know, I just take care of the guys as much as I can when he get home. You know, anything I can do to go get him something every day. You know, as much as I can walk around and give him something, but kind of take turns.
I got you. Good for you guys. At least you're keeping in good spirits here. How's the overall mood of the locker room? 0-2-1. Nobody predicted an 0-2-1 start to the season. What's the mood right now amongst you and your teammates?
Today is our first day in, so, you know, we come in and hear it out. But, you know, we in the group chat, you know, with the DBs, you know, we always talking. And, you know, they're still high. You know, we're always thinking of ways, you know, for us to get better, figuring out ways for us to get better, you know, to get us our way.
One thing we're noticing, and I know we're seeing it a lot on the offensive side, a lot of giveaways on the offensive side of the football, and still on the defensive side of the football, only one takeaway. Why the lack of turnovers forced by this defense?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the big problems, you know, dealing with our defense now. We need to create some turnovers, you know, get the ball back into our offensive hands, you know, so they can create some touchdowns for us. So, you know, that's one thing we have to look at. You know, we need to practice, you know, look inside, how to get the ball out. You know, it just don't have to be interceptions. It can be, you know, punch wraps, you know, fumbles and things like that. So, you know, anyway, we got to get the job done. We have to figure out a way now.
Avante, you come out of this game defensively with 8 sacks. You held Cincinnati. 23 points isn't, you know, a lot of points for an overtime game. And yet the result is what it is. Does the frustration level mount when the defense plays better than it had been and there still isn't a win to account for it?
You know, we still won, you know, on offense, defense, and special teams. You know, no matter what, we're still one team. And, you know, we can help the offense out. We can, you know, try to get more turnovers. Like I said, more turnovers, you know, and then we won't have to worry about it being, you know, so close at that point in time. Because we get offense more opportunities to score. Or we can, you know, try to score on offense. I mean on defense or special teams. So, you know, it all counts as one. And, you know, we all helping each other as one. Like I said, we have to figure out a way.
I've seen teams in the past literally do something as what might seem hokey, but every little bit helps. They might put up dummies around the practice facility that have footballs in their hands. You got to smack the football out every time you see it. What gets said with Jim Schwartz to the rest of the team about trying to be more aggressive and going after the football?
You know, a lot. You know, it's a thing that has to be said every day. And, you know, we have to preach it every day. And like you say, even if it has to be the point where dummies are around and feel silly, but, you know, you just have to know it got to be first nature, you know, punch rap or, you know, attack the ball. So I feel like things like that would definitely help us out, you know, on the field when it comes Sunday, you know, to get more turnovers for us.
Were you still in the locker room after the game despite the injury? Were you there for Doug's postgame?
Yeah, I was there, but I was in a treatment room.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Do you know what was said after the game as far as a message to the rest of the team from Doug?
I wasn't in there during the time you came in. I was in with the docs. But, I have a team meeting today, so, you know, he'll talk to us today. So we were getting to know about today.
Joe Burrow looked like a rookie to you, or did he look like a guy that was a little bit more comfortable?
He looked a little comfortable. You know, we had him a little bit confused at some points, but, you know, he's definitely a good quarterback. I feel like the years to come, he'll be a real good quarterback. So, you know, I like his game. He's got a good arm, man. You know, he can move up and step up in that pocket. And, you know, he's not scared to sit there and throw it. So,
Avante, you head out to San Francisco, and we know what that all entails, going cross-country, a Sunday night game, national audience, all that entails. But do you have to look more at just your team and what has to be done as opposed to all the outside stuff that I just mentioned?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have to figure out what's wrong with us before we figure out another team, you know. So, you know, we go in there, you know, self-evaluation, you know, hold each other accountable, see what we can do to get better, see what we can do to get us to win. You know, then you start worrying about the other team. But right now, I feel like it's just all about us. And, you know, we have to figure out a way for ourselves.
Speaking with Avante Maddox, Eagles Corner, brought to us by Sky Motor Cars. Avante, going up against San Francisco, they've had to deal with injuries. The Eagles obviously have to deal with a lot of injuries right now. When it comes to the next couple of games here, though, on the road in San Francisco, then you also got to face off against the Ravens, for instance. What's the confidence level? Maybe not for the rest of the season, but at least in the not-too-distant future down the line here for the Eagles.
You know, Doug always preaches, we want to go 1-0 each week. Each week is a new week. And, you know, we got to be able to get one of these wins out of these away games coming up. So, you know, each week is a week, new week, and we want to go 1-0. Right now we have San Fran on our schedule, and that's coming up next. And we go in there, and, you know, we're looking to come home 1-0.
I can only imagine this helps a lot, but, I mean, you're a player, I'm not. When it comes to looking at how the standings are right now in the NFC East, that has to give you some confidence and a little bit more optimism looking down the line, no?
No, definitely. You know, we're not really nowhere behind. So, you know, right now, you know, this could be the best time for us to step it up and, you know, go on a little streak win. And you know, it'd be like this never happened, you know. So we still got time, you know, as bad as it looks, but we still have time. You know, we're not even down this far.
Avante, when you're going up against a team like the Giants that does have injuries, quarterback, wherever it may be, and they might play a different style pending who's in the game at a certain time, how does the week of preparation go about it? Do you plan for two different quarterbacks? Do you plan for different wide receivers? How does that go about?
You know, teams always go to their bread and butter, and they can't do something different the whole game. You know, they can give it to you, for the first few drives or so. Definitely after halftime, they have to go back to what they have to do. So, you know, you always sprinkle in a little bit of things that the team does that you think they might do. So, you know, you won't be out there looking confused about it, but you definitely have to go over their normal game plan no matter what.
Avante, if you could say anything to the fan base right now, I know you know this city rather well. What would you tell Eagles fans today?
You know, just don't panic. You know, work with us. You know, we still got time. Like I said, we're not that far behind. You know, each week we try to go 1-0. Once we get this team winning, you know, we get it moving for them. And, you know, just keep the high spirits. You know, that's all I have to say. You know, because in this building we still got high spirits. You know, we still battling, fighting, no matter what. So.
All right, and you said again your own personal injury here. You said hopefully a week or two at the most, and you think you'll be back there on the football field.
I'll be back out here,
my man. Well, I know you got treatment coming up a little bit later today. Best of luck with you. Best of luck to you with that. And I really do appreciate you calling in despite the injury, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Avante.
Avante Maddox.
You guys have a good day.
You too,
well.
Buddy.
Thank you very much, Avante Maddox, joining us there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.